Fighting the Flying Circus by Eddie V. Rickenbacker. Narrated by John Pruden. This unabridged audiobook was produced in the year 2012 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Introduction: The Making of an American Hero by Ian Cameron Martin. Of the many heroes of the First World War, few would attain the legendary status of Major Edward Vernon Rickenbacker, who returned home in 1918 as America's Ace of Aces and commander of the 94th Aero Hat in the Ring Squadron. Born October 8, 1890, to Swiss immigrant parents in Columbus, Ohio, Eddie learned from an early age the value of self-determination and hard work. When his father died in 1904, Eddie was only 13 years old. He later wrote of the event, "I didn't have to be told what we were up against. The day after my father's funeral, I didn't go to school. I went to work. The night he passed, I changed from a boy to a man." Lying about his age, Eddie began working night shifts at a glass factory, then at a steel foundry. Soon he found his way to Evan's garage and learned to repair cars. By age 19, Eddie was racing professionally against some of the best drivers in the sport, and in 1914, he set a world speed record of 134 miles per hour driving a Blinson Benz over the sands of Daytona Beach. His life, it seemed, was destined to be one of daring and fame. As the rest of the Western world plunged into the abyss of the First World War that year, the United States remained neutral. The European war seemed far removed from Eddie's racing career. His skill behind the wheel was earning him $34,000 a year, a tremendous sum in those days. In the late summer of 1916, Eddie made a risky journey through U-boat-infested seas to England with the goal of developing...